Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, I'm Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center in Florida, and you're listening to my good buddy and dive pal, Greg the Dive Master from the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I love it.
Yeah, I do too, but I do it, so I'm a little biased. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. CJ in the studio with me.
The world of scuba.
Yes. And we got Scuba Radio, Scuba Squad made up of Vinny Two Tanks, Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco Nut, even the Aqua Gypsy joining us with Pete from Scuba Board. Before we go back to them, I had another request. Not only did we some emails asking us about Gay Bigfoot and his origin story, which we kind of covered.
People are fascinated.
Yeah, they are asking. They've been emailing us about the new signature Scuba Radio gear. You know, you heard about this.
Divers, add some thumbs-up coolness to your next dive with the new Gregulator. A second stage with a white goatee of genuine yak hair on the purge button, so you can pretend you suck, just like Greg the Dive Master. But that's not all. The exhaust valve on the Gregulator channels exhaled air directly in front of your dive mask, so you can be hopelessly lost underwater, just like Greg. As an added bonus, the Gregulator's mouthpiece tastes like ice cream, Greg's favorite dessert.
Hey, voice guy.
Gay Bigfoot, what are you doing here?
Did somebody say suck a...
No, that's not what I said.
Suck it. Put it in your mouth and suck it.
What the hell? How'd you guys get in here?
Do you guys make fudge flavor?
Gay Bigfoot ain't talking about no ice cream.
Stop it, you silly savage.
You guys need to shut the f*** up. I'm trying to finish this.
You did not just say
what
that.
What a dick.
The new Gregulator, just $109.99. Gregulator, from Scuba Radio, the makers of Scuba Radio Breakfast Sausage.
They look like turds,
but they good.
Not a lube.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why exactly, but they have been emailing us, said, how do we order this? How do we get on the list?
You got to get that up on the website, man.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to.
Are you having a problem sourcing the yak hair?
No. I grow that.
You got a lot of yaks?
Weekly.
You have a yak in your backyard?
No. Everybody is confused.
Yaks are animals, Greg.
No,
the
yak hair.
The hair from.
When we say genuine yak hair, we mean the hair that we've held up over somebody who was puking into the toilet. And
then you cut their hair off?
Well, yeah, because they got yak on it, you know. So that's the yak hair.
I mean, the
animal that you're talking about, that'd cost thousands of dollars, put it way over budget. But the problem is liability. I don't think we want to take any responsibility for anyone who uses a Gregulator. At least I'm not prepared.
I thought you were worried about the person harvesting the yak hair.
No, I just told you what that was. I mean, that's easy.
Oh, okay.
I think it's
Greg doesn't care unless it's, you know, him doing it.
Yeah,
right. Care about everybody anything else, or anyone. Care.
Correct. You are correct, sir. And good day. So, but Jerry is in charge of sourcing that for us.
No,
yak hair. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. He is. Yeah. And see, there's, with that kind of attitude, we're never going to get anywhere. You know what I mean?
I know.
I have to say I owe Jerry an apology.
Oh, my God.
Not for you.
Oh, no.
Why?
Not for you. But I told him something that was wrong. He told me something that was right, and I told him he was wrong.
Okay.
Pinnacle does arise to 90 feet. and goes down below 150 feet.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Jerry, the diver guy, has just been...
I thought it was 40 feet below the surface, but it was a full 90 feet.
Wow. You don't understand what you've done to this whole show.
Yeah,
we cannot Jerry, be
how does that,
Jerry any credit.
How does that make you feel, Jerry?
I don't care. It's Pete.
Okay.
I love him.
All right. Go get us some yak hair and be quiet. All right. Knock a Gypsy. Brittany is with us finally to give us her 2 cents, maybe a Super Bowl of dive sites. But I'm actually more intrigued to find out if her story matches Vinny Two Tanks as far as his thing in,
I'm betting boner. She beat him down.
Well, I mean, he said, he said the reefs weren't great. He's a kind of a man of leisure, and it was a little too much for him.
He did fall down. He scunned himself up pretty badly. Yeah.
Okay. But he survived, which is unfortunate for the rest of us. But no, I kid.
Well, he thought he was in danger of dying for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Multiple times.
Was there any? I know there was a bread incident, but I don't know if we're allowed to talk about that or not. Are we?
Yeah.
I mean, what happened with the? Well, because I asked him about it, he doesn't remember. So I think whatever.
That he remember. It happened on the first incident? Day.
There was a bread incident where you were slapped silly with a piece of bread or a loaf of bread or something.
Captain Scott slapped you across the face with a slice of bread.
I don't recall.
Because you asked him. Because
you asked him to do this.
He said, "I want to make a sandwich," and Vinny said, "Oh, would you like 2 slices or one?" Like, obviously 2. So he slapped him across the face with one, and then took another slice.
I don't even remember. I have no recollection. Oh, well, that happening.
He slapped the crap out of you with a piece of bread, Vinny. I wouldn't expect you to remember.
It was soft.
I mean, it probably causes cognitive issues when you get hit.
Well, if that's
with
all that happened,
like that.
That's pretty good. Well, could have been a lot worse.
That might have been why Vinny failed.
Someone smacked me with bread. I would remember it.
I would think you would remember it, but we're talking about Vinny. He has CSR.
Yeah.
That's
can't
true.
Stuff remember.
Extreme CSR. CRS.
Yes, there. See, okay.
Can't remember squat.
Uh-huh. All right. So, but as far as the diving, you did a few, Brittany, but it wasn't great, or the weather wasn't ideal, or what? What do you think?
Oh, the weather was great. The weather was wonderful.
Yeah. The company was a little challenging.
Yeah. The company was tough.
What was the dive site he fell at, Brittany?
He fell at something special.
Yeah.
Did you laugh at him?
No, I
taunt him.
Did you witness him eating it?
It happened on the first day, and I knew from then on all we were going to hear was complaints. And then he was bleeding all over the place. I'm going
bleeding.
Quit bleeding.
You got a bleeder.
You were bleeding. Could have brought in the sharks and stuff. Like
I'm a bleeder.
He's a bleeder.
We really
huh?
hit all the hot spots that we needed to hit. So that was good. The Helmer Hooker was a really good dive site as well. We enjoyed that. We saw a lot of
The Helmet Hooker.
Helmet Hooker.
Helmet.
Helma? Polish Hooker. Your helmet.
Helma.
Helma Hooker.
Helmet. Which is, what is that?
A wreck drug boat. Greg.
Okay.
About 50
bucks. It was a drug boat.
$50. Make you holla. Okay. So
that would be $5. Make you holla.
Well, maybe in the mountains.
Yeah,
down here, they're
down
more
there.
Expensive.
Up there,
in the, and a loaf of bread.
Smack you in the face with sandwich.
$2.
Smack you in face.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God.
Okay.
All right,
well,
continue.
All right. Well, so it just wasn't.
I spank you with whole loaf.
Okay, that's enough. But Brittany, just overall, it was just okay. Just the sites you didn't get to like. Yeah, it was a little underwhelming what you saw, at least where you guys went.
Yeah, there was a lot of bleached coral and just a lot of dead coral, unfortunately. But they did have really good staghorn and elkhorn coral.
Well, that's enough. That's a good thing for sure. You know, the good can outweigh the bad and Vinny and, you know.
And that's the facts of life.
You know, bread products, you know, the starches. Okay, more coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.